The Joy Boys present One a Day Radio, featuring stories of comedy.
Carry a bag, mister?
Nah, let her walk.
Interviews.
I see it's a me, the other guy told me the other day.
And adventure.
Let's do an interview tonight. What do you say?
I'm ready to interview me.
All right, no, I guess
what's
so.
Your name?
My name is...
Forget it.
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Ladies and gentlemen, a good evening to you, and welcome to our program. Willard Scott here, Bounty Walker here. I hope your program is all right tonight, because we do our...
You said your name, and I was going to go ahead. Ed Walker on this side of the microphone, and we have some very interesting things to do, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Of an evening like this, where you can sit home and relax and enjoy whatever we have to offer. Just a moment.
Come on in. Yes, don't just hammer on the door. Come on in.
I can't, man. The door's locked.
Come on in, just like we rehearsed it. You're supposed...
The door's locked.
The door's locked? What is it you...
All
right, well, yell the bit, and then we can pick it up on the air. What do you want?
Who was our door last night?
If you speak up a little bit, I think we can get it all on the air, but I can't... What was that?
Who was that?
Who was that?
I'm sorry, sorry.
Who was that? I didn't...
I didn't want to talk. I had a break on television.
All right. Well, you just blew the whole thing. That's how the door got locked. Well, we had a funny opener lined up here, friends, but as you could tell, the door was stuck, and the announcer had to do another station break. So, I guess the next best thing is to wake up our announcer, Willard, if you would, and...
I just did a Lon Chaney picture over in Hollywood last week, and I can't help myself. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Siegfried, would you give us today?
Tonight's word is fluoroscope.
Fluoroscope?
Flowers with
I thought it was something to do with pollination.
Oh, yes.
It's author codfish time.
Guess it's Band-Aid Remo. I cut my finger with a ukulele.
And now, Colombian. The greatest name in coffee beans.
Hand me that juice.
Brings you author Codfish Todd.
Yes.
Here he is, author, the old pot himself, Codfish Todd.
How are you? Nice to see all the fellas, all the musicians, and here we are down in Virginia on the farm. How are you, ladies and gentlemen? Ellie Loki, how are you? Carmel, how are you?
I'm fine, Mr. Codfish. How are you, little
boy? Bottom of the fifth, dear Carmel.
Yes, there is. Sorry.
Leave some in there for me.
All right, yes, I said.
And the mutineers. Hello. Nice to hear the fellas. And, of course, my old friend, Tony Meatball.
Morning, Alder.
Let's hear it for
Tony. Thank you, Alder. My new seersucker suit on, Alder.
You know what a sear is?
And was I a sucker? Only kidding, Alder.
Instead of the gun, I see we got ourselves a brand new sponsor for this day.
And our special guest, Alder, a representative from the company, is here to be interviewed on the air, Alder.
Colombian coffee, let's hear it, and a nice big old codfish welcome and ovation for Mr. Juan Too Many of the Colombian coffee people. Juan. You're a fine looking
fellow. Right, thing here.
Not too close. One, you banged your nose on the mic. One, you're...
Yeah, it was a little protruding anyway.
You're a fine looking fellow, Juan. I just wish you'd have worn a suit. You got a loincloth in here. How long have you been out of the woods?
About 20 minutes, senor. I just flew up here on a fast jet to do this interview on the radio with you because we must get back down to the coffee orchards.
Tell us a little bit about this Colombian coffee.
Beans are just about ready to be picked, senor.
So many people have the misconception that this is Colombia, and that's not, it's a different product.
See, this is Colombia.
That's for the legal department,
yes.
So they won't have to worry about this interview.
We have our own brewing system,
yes.
Senor. sort of what we call CBS, the Columbian Brewing System.
Just a minute.
Oh, wish you hadn't.
Juan, this is NBC, please. Yeah,
well, I mean, you told me that it was mutual all the way.
Oh, she's not saying it on the radio.
You're not, you don't act very American about this.
I told you not to say all this. It's the National Broadcasting
see,
Company.
Very sorry, sir, but as I said, these, that hurts. These coffee beans, they grow to just the right point. And we have men standing in the orchards with stopwatches, timing them. And just at the precise moment, the beans are picked, and they are brewed, and they are sent to your local store where you have the finest in coffee.
Isn't it, Juan?
See?
Isn't it true that the coffee beans have to have the exact amount of rainfall within a given period of time?
See, that is...
balanced by the proper illumination of the sunshine over a period of 3 months?
See.
So that the beans grow on the side of a hill in pods, and each bean is carefully selected to give you a complete...
Excuse me.
A complete evaluation of each cupful of coffee.
Si, senor, you know a lot about coffee, sir.
I ought to. They sent me the entire factory. Si.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Codfish, and I thought it...
What's that wonderful smell?
We have been brewing a pot of our famous Colombian coffee in the studio, sir, and I thought we might now all have a cup of coffee and just to have you sample. Mr. Codfish, may I pour you a cup of...
thank you very much, Juan, but I don't... it keeps me awake.
You mean I'm going to drink the...
No, I'm going to rest. I've got a big
show. I don't coffee, sir, because...
Tony, let me pour you a nice cup.
No, Walter, really. I'm over coffee. I've already had... I'd sooner something else,
yes.
Walter.
Used to be our sponsor. They drop that little slander of... girls, Carmel.
No, thank you. No, I only drink Irish coffee, Mr. Thompson. If you got a little something to go with it, I might, might join you.
The mutineers are all asleep. I hate to wake him up. The boys have been trailing. Listen, Juan, would you like a little...
No, I don't touch this stuff. I'm sorry. I don't want none of that stuff. Just pass it around to the engineers or something, and...
Would you fellas like some coffee? Play the theme. I'll go serve coffee.
Sleep, Michael. Coffee. In my old army. Sleep, Michael. And begin.
David Brinkley is presenting a special biography tonight in depth on the NBC Television Network.
He's no fast-driving, wisecracking high school boy. He has brains and personality.
WRC, WRC-FM, NBC Radio in Washington. Stay tuned now for the weather. 5 minutes after 11, and here's Claire Beach, our WRC weather girl. Claire?
Thank you, Willard. Hi. Well, what can you say after 7 days in a row of temperatures above 90? It's just plain hot. And I wish I could promise you relief ahead, but it looks like we're going to have another hot day tomorrow, and it's possible it might extend right into Wednesday. There was a little bit of cool weather, 75-mile-an-hour winds at Haleysburg, Mississippi, early this afternoon, and then a small tornado 30 miles southeast of Columbus, Ohio, destroying a shed and damaging a few trees. Scattered showers and thundershowers occurred from South Texas eastward to the South Atlantic coast states, northeastward into the Ohio Valley and the Middle Atlantic coast states, and the warm, moist Gulf air came northward through our area. The cold front lying from the northern Great Lakes southwestward is what we are looking out for. There is the possibility that this cold front will move eastward and we may feel a bit of relief late Wednesday evening. You know, like, don't get your hopes up, but there is the possibility. High today was 93, relative humidity 75%, wind south 6 miles an hour, barometer 30.02. It will be rather fair tonight. It will be warm and humid, the low dropping down to about 75. Tomorrow, fair. But in the afternoon, expect the thunder showers to come along and cool it for a while and then just go back to the same hot, humid weather we've been having for 7 days in a row. But the high tomorrow will be about 94 degrees. And look forward to maybe cooling temperatures Wednesday. Drive carefully wherever you go.
Weekends are different wherever you are, and so is Monitor on NBC Radio. WRC, WRC-FM, NBC Radio in the nation's capital. 5 minutes after 8 o'clock, and we want to thank Claire Beach is in the studio tonight.
Our weather girl, Claire, thank you very much, sweetheart. Claire gave us this nice book. It's a joke book. 1001 Jokes, it's called. And inside the flyleaf, it says, to Ed Walker and Willard Scott, with all my love, here's looking at your barometer, love, Claire Beach. I appreciate that, Claire, and so does Eddie. He's not here tonight. But thank you very much, Claire. Why'd you give us the weather or the joke book?
I thought maybe it would help.
The Joy Boys present One A Day Radio, featuring stories of comedy.
Client says that word, no lady. That was my wife.
Drama. And adventure.
How to get him out of here before the show starts.
Out the door, fellow.
How are you doing?
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Well, sir, it's time once again. Well, ma'am, if you're a lady.
Thank you very much,
I saw you over there. Snip is fine, dear. That's maybe even better. And this is One A Day Radio. Ed Walker here.
Little Willard Scott over here holding my ear and waiting for ships that never come in, along with Stan Karras and the gang down at Pier 4. Welcome to our show tonight.
I made a hole-in-one. I got a hole-in-one. How about that? A hole-in-one.
You hit the microphone, Caroline.
Yeah, I'm sorry. At this time of year, when the weather is getting warmer, now you may not want to fix hot lunches or hot suppers, but girls, remember the nutritional value in serving hot soup with your meals. The Pure Ox Corporation makes the finest pure oxtail soup for those who care enough to eat the very best.
Caroline, darling?
Yes?
Don't you think it'd be nice to tell the people about the humane incident with oxtail soup, how we no longer have to annihilate the whole ox just to make
just cut off the tail.
We nip it in the bud, so
to
speak.
We do.
And the ox, with a little luck, will grow a new
tail.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the end of yours tonight. Thank you, Caroline O'Donnell. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we take you to the modern scientific laboratory of Dr. Werner von Theater. And his subject, the solid fuel propellant. This tape recording was made earlier to be played back at this time. I am the announcer, and Dr. Werner von Theater, that's Warner. Warner von Theater will take the part of himself. We switch you to the...
What kind of fuel am I, who never went in space? If you give me a lot of lip, I'll hit right in your big fat face.
Warner von Theater.
Warner. Now you got me, Jordan.
Look, right over here.
I'm even tightened.
Doctor, would you please step onto this microphone?
Is this one?
Ooh. Yeah. You hit the microphone. Dr. von Theater, you have been working on this solid fuel propellant now for at least 6 months.
I have been working on a solid fuel propellant now for about 6 months. I am just pouring some of it into the tub. The tubs must be adjusted. And when I adjust my tubs, I do it in earnest. You might call it an earnest tub. You don't dig country music, do you, you dumb car?
That's a very good approach. Yeah, I understand now.
What kind of fuel am I?
I understand you've been working on this solid fuel propellant now for the last 16 years.
That is correct.
Could you tell us, are your rockets using inverters or outverters to make the second stage work 16,000
miles? Our rockets are not using inverters or outverters. Our rockets are using converters.
I see.
And that is the most important principle on which the United States space program is working.
It's the...
And don't you forget it, Charlie.
It's the converter, not the inverter.
Yeah.
Or the outverter.
Yeah. I'm awfully busy, Mr. Whatever your name is, I...
Scott.
Huh?
Dr. von Theater.
It looks gas, doesn't it?
May we walk over to this? It looks like a tub here for the...
It's a tub here.
Would you tell us, this tub, is this where the fuel is?
Nice. No.
Well, what is this tub you've been carefully measuring and adjusting with scientific instruments to get the correct reading?
That's my bath water, you dummy. I got a date. This is Saturday night, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Oh, it isn't? Well, forget it. I never take a bath in the middle of the week for nobody.
What are you going to use for this tub over here?
Huh?
I got some grapes on the car.
Well, good. How are your feet?
Good
shape? Well, we'll make a little, yes, all right.
I put my foot in my mouth again. This is Willard Scott returning you to our studios with Caroline O'Donnell's final word for tonight. Caroline?
So, thank you very much, and join us again next week for the next Pure Art Corporation presentation. And now, back to our announcer.
Sing in the bathtub, sing for joy, sing. My heavens, are we on? Give me a towel. This is television. Woo!
We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
The boss comes in and makes Willard Scott clean up his program tonight on the NBC Radio Network.
Oh, that's too bad. Just the things were getting interesting again.
Joy Boys presents One A Day Radio, featuring stories of comedy, love,
darling, I love you.
Oh, dear.
And adventure. Tonight from Adventureland, Marshal Matt Dillard and Chester Drawers in The Sodbuster.
We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Time for One A Day Radio, the joy boys. In just a moment, the Sodbuster. But first, this word from our announcer.
Oh, excuse me. Time for the word. Ubiquitous.
Wait a minute. You're not the same announcer.
Now, the other guy's out on a remote or something this evening.
From the Coffee Boulevard come the thundering hoofbeats of Great Horse Platinum. With a cloud of dust and hearty high-hole slobber, the Sod Buster rides again. Nowhere in the pages of history can you find a greater champion of justice. A more fearless, hard-riding, straight-shooting, beer-drinking, peace-eating son of a sod. It's the Sod Buster. A true gentleman of the old school. Men feared him, little children respected him, women loved him. A true gentleman was the Sodbuster. Return to the sound of those swimming days of any old year, when out of Northwest on MacArthur Boulevard come the thundering it was Sodbuster. Churchyard, Hyattsville, on beyond Tacoma Park, rode U.S. Marshal Matt Dillard, the Sod Buster, and his sidekick, Chester Drawers.
Come here, Chester.
Yes, sir, Mr. Dillard.
Kick in the side.
Oh, Mr. Dillard. There's a jingle.
Churchyard, Western United States. The Sodbuster, U.S. Marshal Matt Dillard led the fight for law and order.
Order, yeah. Give me a beer, Sam.
Wait. As the story opens, the Sodbuster's all alone. He walks out toward a big shade tree. Mops his brow because the weather and the sod has been beating down upon his face all day long.
Hot day.
He gets up by an old fence and rears himself back. All of a sudden, walking across the field, he sees something that he hasn't seen before, a strange object.
Looks like a dog. It is. And that dog looks familiar to me. What's that dog doing? Come here, fella. That dog is from Civ TV Productions. That's King, Sergeant Preston's dog. Come here, King boy. Attaboy, down, fella, down. Come on up on the fence with me. Attaboy, King. Good boy. Good boy.
Chester went down to the meat house to get some hams and stuff out for the summer. He'll be back in here. He loves dogs. Chester's going to really like you, boy. Nice doggy.
I'm back in the saddle again.
Hi, Chester.
Oh, well, friend. Howdy, Marshal.
Chester, you smell like a ham hock.
I know, Marshal. I've been out of working in the meat house all day long, boy.
Who wandered over here while you were gone, Chester?
Who is that animal, Marshal?
That's King, Sergeant Preston's dog.
I declare.
The wrong studio by mistake. Come on over and say hello to Chester, King.
Hello, King. Oh,
hey,
Mr. Dinner, get that dog off of me, boy.
Down, boy.
You must smell that bacon.
Chester.
Oh, dear.
Chester.
Well, Mr. Dillard.
Yeah?
I always did want to ride side saddle. Now I'll have to ride bareback.
Why?
Because he took my shirt right off my back.
Oh, my goodness sakes.
Attend a college football rally next on the NBC Radio Network.
Yay! Stand on an Oculus! Yay! Stand on an Oculus!
One a Day Radio, featuring stories of comedy.
That was no lady. That was my wife.
Drama. And adventure.
Tonight, from Adventureland, the adventures of Robin Hood of Rock Creek Park.
Electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
One a Day Radio. We're the Joy Boys. Ed Walker here.
Little Leonard Scott bristling in the moonlight.
Who's old cigar butt?
Is that an old... Actually, this is an old cigar butt left over from the Betty Grobley show. I don't like... Oh, Betty doesn't smoke them. She smokes a pipe. But this is one of her guests today. I understand. Just a moment, please. Come in, sir. Won't you... Yeah, just a minute. Yes. What's the matter here, anyway?
I'm a strong man.
You're a what?
I say, I'm a strong man.
Oh, you're a strong man with a circus?
Oh, heavens, no. No, I'm a strong man. A Jerry Strong fan is what I am. I wonder, I really miss his show. You know, boop, 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 husbands pick up wives.
Come out here, will you, Eddie? Thank you. Strong man. Well, we'll forget about that one for a while. While our program gets underway, let's pause briefly for this word from our announcer over here. Marvin, M-A-R-V-I-N-S.
Oh, yes, Marvin.
Today's word, fantabulous.
What's that?
I don't know.
I don't even care myself.
Now, the National Broadcasting Company brings you the adventures of Robin Hood of Rock Creek Park.
Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, with his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good.
The greatest name in Pines brings you the exciting adventures of Robin Hood of Rock Creek Park. Today's exciting episode entitled, Oh, Nelly the Toll House. As our story opens, we find Robin Hood and his band of merry men riding up to a thicket in the woods.
Robin is a friend of mine.
All right, Ben. It's about time we had a little talk here.
Hey, Robin, it's been a long time since we've been together.
Hey, let's gather around the fire. All right, gentlemen. It's been a long time. Throw the fire down a little bit, will you? Fire, Robin. Too much fire.
Hey, Robin, will you pour some water on that fire? I think we're sweating.
We'll get the
three A's after us, Robert, from disturbing the peace here.
Right. Now then, men, it's been a long time since we've done anything organized, that is. We've sort of been on a holiday.
Aye!
But it's about time, I think, that we get active again. Right, men?
Aye! Let's have more active men!
That's what I say, little John. And tonight is the night we're going to make our next crusade. It's been a long time since we've stolen anything. Are you aware of that?
I mean, it's been too long. I've forgotten myself how to steal. I almost went legitimate. It scares me.
Don't do a thing like that
to
me.
My kid's losing respect for me.
Hey, I didn't know you had any kids. Well, now, men, we need to gather together some ingredients. And it's about time that we make a little trip. Should we
I'm
make...
all ears, Robin.
Yes, I've noticed that, too. I put you on a television set.
What are we going to do, Robin? Tell me again now.
Well, first of all, we're going to...
And so Robin and his band of 30 men plot their excitement as they find themselves organized in complete bedlam as the horses ride away in the night. What is going on? Why has Robin and his men taken off to this bowl? A week later, we find ourselves inside the kitchen of the Robin Hood household just off Rock Creek Park, not too far from the zoo. As the men approach on horseback, we hear...
Leave the horses out here, men. We don't take them into the kitchen.
Not like we used to, anyway.
No, not like we used to, anyway.
Why, I pressed again, like we did last summer.
You shut up.
I'm listening to the new scream.
Let's take a look at the inventory, see if we got everything we need here.
All right, let's check here. I did my part.
Chocolate chips.
Chocolate chips, Robin.
Vanilla extract.
Vanilla extract.
Nuts.
Nuts to you.
No, no, I mean nuts.
Nuts, here.
Chips, nuts, there you are.
Betty Grobly cigar.
There you are, get that out of here. All right, brown sugar.
Brown sugar, Robin.
Flour.
Flour, Robin.
And is there anything else we need there?
That's a pinch of salt,
pinch
Robin.
Of salt.
No!
Not little John, I said a pinch of salt, yes. All right, that's all we need, then.
Robin, what are we going to do?
We are going to make Robin Hood's Toll House cookies.
You mean with chocolate chips and nuts?
Yes.
That taste so good?
Yes.
Give me some milk. I can't stand
it. We're going to sell them and we're going to be...
Oh, boy. Give me some more cookies, Robin. Terrific. Play the theme.
President of the Peter Lorre Fan Club identifies himself next on the NBC Radio Network.
I'm Boris Karloff. Drama. And adventure.
Here's where you good people applaud.
Right here?
Yeah.
We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
You sure this is the way you get into show business?
That's right. Just start by applauding and then you work your way up from there.
I think I'm going to give the whole thing up. I'm going
to... Showbiz? I mean, you want to get into showbiz? You got to start in applauding.
We had a few students from one of the colleges here watching our show, and they didn't like it. And we didn't even get past the theme, as a matter of fact. This is Ed Walker.
Warren Scott here.
And this is what you call one-a-day radio.
Down, boy. Down, boy.
Sir, you look like a dog trainer, but you don't even have your dog with you. What are you saying, down, boy?
For? I've got an aspirin. I can't get him to go down here.
It's on the boy. Back. Well, you never... We have, I understand, a very interesting musical program coming up this evening, as soon as we hear from our staff announcer here.
Very good. Let's pause briefly, Edward, for this word from our friendly staff announcer.
Did I win the audition?
Huh? Gertrude, will you?
Huh? Tonight's word is philodendron.
That's in Pennsylvania, that city of
brotherly love. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we apologize for the past 3 minutes and try to avail ourselves of your personality and hospitality the next corner, actually. Anyway, we hope that you'll enjoy the rest of the program because it's all on tape.
What?
There it is, spliced in there. Nice job. Actually, we're going to switch you. Yes, I see that. Are we all set?
Lights on.
Lights on.
Right.
We switch you, ladies and gentlemen, to the pump room of the Hotel Tap, somewhere in downtown Chicago, for the exciting, rippling rhythms of Walter Mellon and his rhinos. Let's call in our staff announcer, Charlie Nemo. Chaz, are you?
Nemo, and we're just about ready for the rippling rhythms here as we begin our broadcast. First of all, we have a little commercial this evening. And Willard, would you care to read our announcement?
What's the noise in the background there?
Huh?
What?
Oh. Well, as you can hear, the crowd has been waiting here for about 2 hours for Walter Mellon's band to come on the stand. They're eating and drinking and... They're getting a little out of hand. Here comes the band on the stand now. It's about time. I think they're about ready to have a little Donnybrook here.
Quiet the crowd down and give me the return cue so I can do our first cutaway.
All right, and now we'll have the music of Walter Mellon in just a moment. But first, hear the word from our announcer.
Fine Swizzle, the finest beer in America today. Try Swine Swizzle, the beer that's bottled down to the riverside with real river water. Look at the bubbles. Just give it a sniff. Give it a taste. Wait, open the bottle first. Now, drink it down. Swine Swizzle, the beer that made Potomac River water famous. The water river. And now back to Charlie Nemo in Chicago.
Hello, in Chicago. We got to do something about the swampy engineering on this. Boy, the crowd is really getting raucous now, Willard. Finally, here comes Walter Mellon limping up onto the bandstand. I think some of the guys got to him back there. And here we have the music for your dancing pleasure of Walter Mellon and his rhinos.
How's that?
Listening and dancing pleasure from the pump room of the Hotel Tap here in downtown Chicago, Illinois, the Windy City. It's been the listening and danceable music of Walter Mellon and his rhinos. This is Charlie Nemo. We hope you've sincerely enjoyed this program brought to you
by
Federation. I'm on the air, fellas.
I have to wait there. Radio's just
checked. Oh, I'm sorry, waiter, but you see, I'm working here. I'm sent by the radio station.
I understand. You that would be 10% extra for broadcast privilege. Kelly's just checked. $32 for 30 cases of swine
I don't drink while I'm working. Don't say that. Sir, I'm sorry. I'm with the network.
It's going to go off just like you are. Get out of here.
If you like westerns, you'll hear the rootinest, roarinest, shootinest, tootinest westerns ever on NBC.
The rootin' roarin'. How's that again?
Don't try to say it. Just listen.
Comedy.
Love.
Darling, I love you.
Oh, Pierre.
And adventure.
This evening, from Comedy Land, we present the story of a man and his love for pastrami sandwiches.
We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
There have, I'm sure, been nights when you just couldn't get to sleep for some reason or another. Orville Pipple is just that kind of a guy on our little skit. Coming up next, it's just past 11 o'clock in the evening. The house is all quiet. The baby is fast asleep. Inside the Pipple bedroom, Orville's wife, Agnes, is fast asleep, too. But Orville, her husband, is finding some difficulty in getting to sleep, rolling and tossing around.
Oh, my goodness. No point in reading any more of this book. It's so late, I can't get to sleep. Agnes is snoring up there. I wish she'd quiet. I can't get to sleep.
Oh, friend.
I'm putting my back there. I don't want to wake the baby up. I think I'll just sneak on downstairs and
never mind it.
Sandwich from the icebox. It'll be quiet. I don't want to wake up anybody. There was some cold milk down there. Yeah, let's see. I'll just... Yeah, here's the kitchen light. Yeah. Let's see if I can open up the icebox. Yeah, there's some pastrami. Hey, that looks good. I'll see. I have a little pastrami. There's some mustard there. And some bread. Day-old bread. That's not too bad, I guess. Oh, I just wish I could go to sleep. I had such a rough day at the office. I just don't understand the boss. Who in the world could that be at the door at this hour of the night? I don't wake up anybody here. Who's there?
It's me, Horace.
Horace Beachley?
Open the door.
Okay, Horace.
Open the door.
What are you doing around here at this hour? It's 11 o'clock.
I just got back from the Moose meeting down at the hall. I think I saw a little blast tonight, and I thought I'd stop. I saw your light on in the kitchen. I thought I'd stop by and say hello.
I can't. Well, hello. How are you?
I smell pastrami.
Well, yeah, I'm just making a sandwich.
Is it hot or is it cold?
I can heat it. I mean, I'm...
Come on, shut the door.
The wife is asleep, and the baby's asleep.
Open up the oven over there and put the pastrami in.
All right.
Yeah. Great.
Hey, that's good. Hot pastrami on this rye here. I just can't sleep, Horace. I don't know.
Orville!
Honey?
Orville!
Shh, don't wake up the baby. It's me and Horace. Horace Beachley just dropped by, honey.
Oh, Horace, what's going on down there?
He was just coming back from a Moose meeting, honey, and we're fixing a little pastrami sandwich. You go back to sleep here.
No, it smells delicious. I think I'll come down and get some.
Shh, be quiet. Don't wake up the baby.
Okay, let me go and get my robe. I'll be right back.
Okay. Put on another slice of that pastrami there, Horace. Agnes is going to come down and have a sandwich with us.
Hello. Hi, Horace.
Well, Agnes, you look like you're sound asleep. I wish you hadn't gotten up.
Here, let me have some of that milk over there.
Yeah, sure. That's fine.
Wonderful.
Boy, I'll tell you, this is really a great pastrami sandwich. I'm having myself all over here.
Excuse me, Horace. I'll catch the call, man.
You know something, Agnes? It's been about 3 years since we got together like this. Hello. A call like this. It's really great.
No, Harry, there's nothing wrong. I just couldn't sleep, and I was making a sandwich, and Horace Beachley dropped by, and the wife is up, and we're just having a sandwich, and there's no problem, Harry. Thanks for calling.
Well,
drop by if you want. Yeah, come on, Harry, come on over. Might as well. Bye. That was Harry from next door. He thought there was something wrong, and he saw the lights and everything, and he's going to drop over and have a sandwich, too, okay?
Oh, that's great. Don't you think so, Horace?
Yeah, I think that's great, that's sure. Wonderful.
Hey, you know, we're lacking something here.
What?
We need some music. That's what we need.
Well, we don't want to wake up the baby.
Oh, that's all right. I'll just slip on over here and turn the hi-fi on.
All right, put a record on there.
Hey, this is really more like it. Now, give me some more of that pastrami over there, if you don't mind, okay?
Hey, there comes Harry up to the door. Boy, he didn't wait.
How you doing there, Horace? Come on in there, folks.
Okay, look who he brought with him. Hello, Marge.
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing?
Glad to see you.
Yeah, I'm Marge and Lou over at the movies.
And we just thought we'd come on over. Come right on in and have a
Wait a minute. Uh-oh.
What?
Uh-oh. Who's at the door out there?
see. Maybe if somebody else wants to join the party, I'll go.
Wait a minute.
Come on,
I'll get some more pastrami.
All right, what's going on around here now? Don't you know you're disturbing the other neighbors?
Oh, wait. Better cut out the high class,
sir. Officer, I couldn't sleep. And then,
Come on in, copper.
I'm going to stop a sandwich.
Copper, you called me, huh? Well, I just booked you for that one, me bucko. All right, now, who's the owner of this house? Who owns this place?
Well, I do. Orville Pipple is my name.
Oh, Orville Pipple, is it? All right, come on, Orville, me boy. You're going down to headquarters, and we're going to fill out a complaint charge. All the neighbors have been calling.
Hey, Marge.
Yes?
Come on, let's get out of this place. I don't want to be associated with no lawbreaker.
I agree. Let's go. Come on.
Lawrence Welk appears on a limited budget with his brass band tonight on NBC.
We never have any trouble getting the dancers on the ballroom floor when we play this good old bounce tune.
Yeah.
The Joy Boys present One a Day Radio, featuring stories of comedy.
Carry a bag, mister?
Nah, let her walk.
Interviews.
I see some media the guy told me the other day. Country.
And adventure.
Tonight from Interview Land, we interview a psychiatrist who discusses the nervous habits that people have.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Welcome to our little program here, friends. This is Ed Walker.
Leonard Scott over here, right across from Ed Walker, sitting on Mrs. Walker's lap. Your mother's in the studio tonight, Ed. Did you notice? Hello, sweetheart.
I do. I love seeing y'all.
Well, we think our program's going to be pretty bad, so if you don't want to
listen... No, I love the spring. You don't know how much I love the spring. I just love the spring.
Pardon me, sir. Are you some sort of a horticulturist or something?
No, I make innerspring mattresses, and I just love the spring.
I think we're sitting on one now here under this beat-up old chair in the studio. We'll do the best we can to plot our way through. Let's see if we can't possibly pause for this friendly word from our staff announcer. Wake up, will you?
Today's word is photogenic.
Who's genic?
Photogenic.
Oh, all right. Today, we are all confronted with many different problems in life, but with the workaday world and the rushing around that we all have to do, all of us have found our nervous system sometimes strained and under a little bit of pressure, working as we have to with the many schedules that we have to meet and the many demanding influences on our lives. And therefore, we are very privileged to have with us in our studio this evening a gentleman who has just finished writing a book entitled You and Your Nervous System. He is the eminent philosopher-psychiatrist, Dr. Hans von Neurotic.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is a great pleasure to be with you again in the radio audience, Mr. Scott. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Neurotic. And it really is wonderful to have you with us.
Good.
Nerves are certainly something we've all been confronted with. The nervous system is one of the most... Dr. Neurotic.
Yeah, boy.
Would you mind not...
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Ask your question, yeah.
Would you mind not drumming with your fingers?
Pardon me.
Okay. Dr. von Neurotic, would you tell us, first of all, what is it that sets up the... Dr. Neurotic.
Yeah.
May I have that pencil?
Oh, please? I'm sorry. I was
thank
just...
You.
Thank you very much. The pencil, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Dr. Neurotic... Dr. Neurotic, would you please listen to this question? First of all, what is it that sets up a chain of...
Don't mind if I smoke in here, do you?
No, but you've got two cigars and a pipe going.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, would you mind taking the two cigars off? We don't mind smoking.
Yeah, go ahead. What was the question?
What is it that really sets up the first nervous tension in a person?
Old man, he
Doctor Neurotic?
Yeah, what?
Say, what is it that first sets up the neurotic chain of events in a person's life? Is it the,
Well, the great noted psychiatrist William Jean once said that we must live with our nerves and not let them get to be the master of us. Because, as you know, my friend, it is a great... what time is it there?
Doctor,
we must make sure at all times...
Put the watch down while you're talking, and put that book over there away.
Well, I was just thumbing through the
classified section. That's the overtime book for the announcers there.
Well,
you don't mind.
But anyway, this man said, and I think he was right, that we must not become the slave to our nervous habits. We must at all times realize that we are able to cope with our problems, and
Dr. Neurotic,
we must remember that.
Would you give Eddie his keys?
Yeah, Doctor, those are my car keys.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think this is fine. This is fine. Thank you very much.
Doctor. That scared me off the leaf of it. I'm home.
Just the telephone. Just the telephone.
Oh, Eddie,
we got it.
Hello, Studio One.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You're getting heavy, Doctor. Would you get off me?
Thank you.
Sorry.
Here, help the doctor off my...
Oh, that phone call. Well, there was the master control room, Doctor. They said that they're hearing strange noises in the microphone. I'm afraid these mics are too sensitive for this sort of thing, and you're making too much racket.
Right, I'm sorry about that. I have just a little ill at ease here. I'm not used to radio work, and I'm sorry, gentlemen, that I have to be leaving now. I have a very important engagement.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And,
Quit biting your lip, Doctor, would you?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
But I have to go downtown.
You've got a lecture this evening at one of the halls in town?
No, I'm going to go down and see my psychiatrist. I have an appointment there. So if you'll forgive me, I'll be leaving.
So long, gentlemen.
We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Larry Laurent and Bernie Harrison give their opinion of the Joy Boys next on NBC.
That's corny.
Stories of comedy. Love.
Darling, I love you.
Oh, please.
And adventure.
Tonight from Adventure Land, that Ace Oriental sleuth, Charlie Chain.
We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Welcome to One A Day Radio. We're the Joy Boys. Ed Walker here. Willard Scott out there checking his antifreeze in the car. But he's here with the magic tape recording. We'll get to our main feature right after we check our word for the day, as soon as we get our staff announcer.
All right, fine. Thank you very much.
45. Oh, that was the number for today. I'm very sorry. Well, we want you to read the word. You know, the first time since this show's been on the air that you've been away. Yeah, that is a novelty, isn't it? Well, today's word is cornucopia. Hmm? Forget it. Once again, it's time for that great Oriental sleuth, Charlie Chain, and his famous son. Brought to you once again this week by that new and entirely different Chinese food, instant egg foo young.
They try to sell us egg foo young.
I think we scratched the singing jingle at rehearsal, remember? Soft sell is what we're doing now.
Whoever heard of soft sell egg?
Yolk on you.
Creep.
Now, as our story opens today, this chapter entitled The Winsaki Caper. We find Oriental sleuth Charlie Chain seated in his office in his Oriental rattan chair as his number one son walks into the door.
Oh,
I walked into the door. I had to open it. Yes.
That's right.
forgotten.
Honorable Father, I have bad news for you.
Huh?
Look in morning paper.
Morning paper.
Your favorite Oriental actor.
Back up. What bad about that?
No, other page.
Oh.
Your favorite Oriental actor. Look what it says.
Oh, honorable number one actor in Orient is found in his apartment.
Honorable actor Winston Sucky, your favorite for years, star of the Great Wall of China and many other famous Broadway plays.
Just like hearing Mickey Mouse retire with Judy Garland for fourth time. Break me up. Oh, oh, oh.
Father.
Hmm?
Their family have no funds. They want no, will you take care?
Tell them to put a little funds in their life and try dancing.
Father, will you talk to his honorable widow and find out if you can who perpetrated this horrible deed?
His honorable widow what?
His...
Hmm? Oh, his widow. His widow. I thought you said his widow.
No. His wife.
Oh, his wife. How we get over there? Have we got musical breaks to take us there? Okay.
Yes. Our next scene is Charlie Chain in the modest apartment of the late Oriental actor, Sir Winston Sucky, as he says,
"We had to write Widow out of script, not have budget to finance female actors, so I tell you what ensued while I talked to Widow. She told me that Winston Sucky, better known to his friends as Old Win, was having lunch one afternoon in the famous Oriental restaurant, Pizzo's. As he was down there having lunch, apparently somebody took his belt off of his body and strangled him around the head. But as I find out from investigation, this is not what caused trouble. Even though Wynn had been strangled by belt, this was not the problem around the neck. When I find belt, I see that the buckle had been removed from the top of the belt. And so..."
What do you think happened, Honorable Father?
"I think that someone put the belt buckle in old Wynn's sandwich. When Wynn eats sandwich, he swallow buckle."
"Then, Father, you mean that..."
"Buckle down, Wynn Saki.
Famous song. Join us again next week for a new show. Good night.
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We change the electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We change the electrons to and fro.
All of your favorite rock and roll hits, including Big Girls Don't Cry, will be sung next on NBC.
"My friend, I'm afraid you're in the wrong place. We don't sing that kind of music here."
"Happy New Year, baby. Happy New Year."
Yeah. Here it is. Oh, yeah. What kind of enthusiasm is this? This is our sixth annual New Year's Eve marathon.
So what else is new?
And you come in with what's new. We got the biggest show of the night. We got people coming in, live guests, entertainment, network bands, and you look like yesterday's wash. What's the matter with you?
How do you get a show like this off the ground? 6 years we've been doing this show, right?
Right.
And not even an announcer to say, "And now, ladies and gentlemen, for New Year's Eve, the Joy Boys," or something like that, to get the people, warmed up.
You mean to tell me that all it takes to make you happy and give you enthusiasm would be to have an announcer introduce you?
Well, don't you think this show rates it? I mean...
Look, I think I can solve your... Look, well, out in the hall, right there is Gene Archer.
Oh, all right. Go get Gene. Gene's a fine announcer. Gene's a good friend of mine. He'd help us out. Hi, Gene. How are you?
Hi,
Ed. Hey, Gene, listen, we got a problem.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you, Gene. And you can help us out. You can do us a big favor. We don't have an announcer on this show. They didn't schedule one, and I think we need an announcer to build us up. Would you give us a big build-up before we go on the air?
Why, sure.
Gee, that's... Oh, Gene, that's wonderful.
Oh, well, wait a minute.
Huh?
I can't do it.
What do you mean?
My wife is raised. We've got a whole lot of people coming in to see.
It only takes 30 seconds, Gene.
I can't do it.
Well, could you sing a note?
Yes, you know it just breaks my heart.
Gene,
you're a big man.
I'd love to do it.
Everybody knows you in town. You'd help our show.
Oh, well, I can't do it.
Don't cry, Gene.
Come on.
Be a man.
Get him out of here, will you?
I'm sorry, Gene. Happy New Year. Fine.
Thanks, all right, Gene. We'll do our best later.
Calm down. Who else is there that's out
there? Plenty of good guys around.
How about Lee Dayton?
Here's Lee Dayton. He's getting ready to the news now.
Hey, get Lee.
Lee Dayton, would you come in here?
Lee is so suave. Happy New Year, Lee.
Happy New Year, Lee.
Hey, listen. He's going to
albums. Like, come on, Lee. You love to get on the air.
Hey, Lee.
Yeah.
Hello.
We got a problem here. See, we need an announcer at the beginning of the show. That
you say an announcer?
Yeah, would you build up
your pay?
Look, Lee, you do Meet the Press. You do all the specials. You're a big
all the big shows.
Yeah.
How about introducing our
Betty Crocker?
Yeah.
The Joy Boys, would you do it for us?
Listen. Next to Hardin and Weaver, by golly, if I could introduce you, what time?
Right, well, 8:05, when we go on the air.
Why didn't you ask me yesterday, fellas?
Well, Lee, we thought we were going to...
We realized we're going to...
You can't do
oh,
it.
Oh, my gosh, I'm sick. But, Lee, all we need is just a little bit of an announcement.
Can I do it now and tape it?
I'm sorry, it's got to be live.
Well, it's got to be live, Lee.
Listen.
Can't do it.
Golly, man.
Well,
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Lee.
Happy New Year.
Okay.
What? Wait a minute, Ed. All is not lost. We got some new blood around here. The new guys are always most anxious.
Oh, yeah, they like... Oh, yeah.
There's Bob Kelly. Bob Kelly.
Hey, listen, Bob. You got a great show. You know that? Everybody's talking about how...
Oh, boy. I just can't find anybody to do this thing. Eddie, I hope you haven't gotten one of the local guys to do our show.
I couldn't get anybody.
Oh, that's the most terrific news I've had all day.
Terrific? What do you mean? That nobody's going to do the thing here. We got a four-hour show and nobody to introduce.
You're still unhappy because you want a big introduction.
I'm sick.
You want a big name.
Yeah.
You want somebody that's respected, that's known in the industry.
Yeah.
Eddie, what if I told you that Gene Hamilton from NBC New York was going to introduce our program tonight?
You're nuts.
I'm nutty, don't you?
He's in New York.
He's up $50,000 a minute.
Yeah.
Used to do the old NBC Chamber Music Society. Worked with Dr. Norman Vincent Peale for years.
Right. Never could get him in a million years.
Did many network radio dramas, acted and performed as a singer.
Yeah, I know the guy.
Well, Eddie, hold on to your hat, kid.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The National Broadcasting Company and WRC welcome you to the 6th annual New Year's Eve Free for All, starring Willard Scott and Ed Walker, the Joy Boys, better known to their intimates as the Vultures of Culture. Now a hush falls over the audience, the house lights dim, the musicians are putting away the dice and their copies of Playboy, and in just a moment, our concert will begin.
Snow bite beginning by midnight and continuing tomorrow, accumulating several inches, resulting in hazardous driving conditions here in the Washington area. The high tomorrow near 28. Right now in Washington, it's 25 degrees. Relative humidity is 65%. Felix Grant on hand with music here in the evening on WMAL Radio. We begin at 7:30. Normally, we continue until 11. However, tonight, we'll go all the way till midnight with music. And, of course, WMAL Radio comes your way 24 hours a day, round the clock. The time at WMAL, 25 minutes. After eight.
You've enjoyed these priceless moments of sound, and that you'll join us again tomorrow night for another Focus on 40. This is Maury Higdon. This program was produced by John Hickman. Technical director, Robert Shenton.
This evening, the Lord's Prayer, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, the Carousel Waltz, and If I Loved You, from George Melaquino, the Boston Pops and Jealousy, Robert Shaw and the Singers, When You're Away, Carmen Dragon, So in Love, Eddie Dunstetter, Once Upon a Time, Les Baxter, The High and the Mighty, the Boston Pops and the Last Roundup, Jackie Gleason, Come Rain or Come Shine, and Hugo Winterhalter's Orchestra, and Oh, My Papa. This is NBC in Washington. And so, good people, we come to the end of our program tonight, and we thank you very much for being with us. We sincerely hope you've enjoyed the show. Enough so that at least we can expect you to tune in again tomorrow, same time, 7:45 with a compact show, Night Watch, Moon Glow, the the Joy Boys, Time for Dreams, and the entire empire right here as it unfolds before your very listening ears. Thanks to Noah Breckbell and to Fran Vieira, two of the really great names in showbiz. Stan Karras is next with music until 5:30 in the morning, you lucky man.